Welcome to Politics Ohio. I'm Emily McCord. Ohio is expected to save over $400 million due to Medicaid expansion. And now lawmakers and other groups are pitching their ideas as to how to use that money. And not surprisingly, not everyone agrees on what to do with that savings. I'm joined by Ohio Public Radio's Joe Ingles to talk to me about some of the options. Thanks for being here.
Well, thank you for having me.
We heard first from Springfield Republican Senator Chris Widener. He was on the controlling board that decided to expand Medicaid in the state, and he defended that decision by hyping up how savings could be used. And so what's he trying to push?
Well, Senator Widener has a plan that would take that $400 million in savings, and projected savings, we might say, from the Medicaid expansion, and it would put that into an additional income tax break. Now, you've got to remember, Ohio is already getting a 10% income tax break. This would put it around the 14% mark. Senator Widener says Ohioans have a tax burden that they should, you know, that our taxes, our income taxes need to be lowered in order to provide tax relief for Ohioans, but also to attract businesses into Ohio. So his idea is let's give it back to the people.
But someone like Dale Butland, he's with the liberal think tank Innovation Ohio, called this a shell game. What does he mean by that?
Well, the consensus is that since Governor Kasich has been in office, a lot of the burden of paying for local things like your taxes for fire, for police, for schools, a lot of the burden of paying for that, at least the Democrats contend, has shifted over to local communities. They point out that there was a huge cut for local government funds, and then you've got the money that was taken away through elimination of the estate tax and that sort of thing. They say, well, all of that has created this huge problem at the local level where local voters are being asked to vote on taxes, mostly property taxes, to fund their schools. So, Dale Butland is saying what you're doing is you're cutting income taxes at the state level, but then these people, because they don't have enough money in their local communities to run basic services, then those schools, fire, whatever, they have to go to the voters and have tax hikes at the local level in order to make up for the loss of that income.
So what's he proposing?
Well, he wants to take that $400 million, and he would like to give it to schools. He points out that there are only four line items in the education budget that are more than $400 million. And he says, you know, if you give that to schools, you could have disadvantaged students in the state getting free preschool. You could have more of all-day kind of services to help out students. You could have reading services, amp that up. You could help with the third grade reading guarantee. He lists probably 20 different things that they could do with the money at the in the schools if they had that $400 million. And he's not opposed, actually, to having some of that money sent to the local communities for things like fire or police either. He says any part of it would be helpful to the schools. So, he's willing to share the pot.
And are there different groups that are proposing other ideas?
Well, we've heard all kinds of ideas bandied about around here. There's an idea that the local governments should get more and that there would be some sort of split. But that's mostly a Democratic idea right now. And the Democrats are not in control in the legislature. So, but actually, Emily, none of these plans have really been given a whole lot of credence right now. You got to remember, we have this. We have a lot of conservatives out there who believe that we'll never see that $400 million savings from the Medicaid expansion. We've got the conservative think tank that is suing the state over Medicaid expansion at the Ohio Supreme Court. And if the Ohio Supreme Court rules that the controlling board could not do what they did as far as Medicaid expansion, this is a moot point.
I've been speaking with Joe Ingles with the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau. Thanks for being here.
Well, thank you for having me.